Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At the end of this year, Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald will be term limited and move on. So there are six candidates up for the office, and one is seated in front of us. You know his name. Allegheny County Treasurer John Weinstein. And John, you've been treasurer for what, 20 years?
It'd be 25 years.
25 years.
Yes.
So you know politics.
I do.
But it's a lot different when you're treasurer and now that you want to become the guy that sits in the executive office.
Definitely. But good morning to you.
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here with you and Marty. And I want to commend you, too, for the Feed the Needy event last week. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that went into yesterday's Odyssey Pittsburgh-wide event, so over 300,000 meals for our food insecure for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Yeah, thank you.
That was fantastic. But, you know, I've been blessed to be the treasurer of this great county for 25 years, and I've had an impeccable record of public service. I've won multiple awards for our investment policy, the fiscal stewardship of county funds, and I have an integral understanding of county government, probably more so than anyone. I don't need to be trained to do this job. And it was a difficult decision for me, really was, because I could have probably stayed treasurer for the rest of my life.
Sure.
But I have kids, and I have twins, a little boy, a little girl. They'll be seven next month, and they're my whole world, and I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about your kids, your grandkids, everyone's kids, and that's what motivated me to run for this. I would have probably, if I didn't have children, I would have never ran for executive.
But you had to know once you threw your hat in the ring that's when the venom comes out from all angles.
Well, it does, and it's a shame because I want to talk about issues. I want to talk about what this county needs and all of the issues that are going on. You guys see it. You talk about it every day on your show. You know, like the crime downtown and cleaning up Pittsburgh and public safety, Schumann Center. There are so many issues facing Allegheny County, and which is a shame that we even have to talk about other things, but that's how politics is. And, you know, I've been in this a long time, and I've never seen anything quite like this. I've been endorsed by the Democratic Party. I've been endorsed by the Labor Council, the Allegheny County Labor Council, which I'm very proud of that because it represents the men, working men and women in Western Pennsylvania and Allegheny County. But at the end of the day, you know, the Post-Gazette is on strike. And none of these, all of a sudden, these negative articles started appearing after I was mysteriously endorsed by the Labor Council. And being the Labor candidate for county executive, all of a sudden the article started appearing. And
yeah, but John, Channel 4's done pieces, Channel 11's done pieces, the Trib has done pieces.
Well, but they're all not negative, Marty. I mean, this at the end of the day, the Post-Gazette is on a mission. It seems as though every time you turn around, there's a story.
So you think that they're out to get you?
Well, I think they don't particularly like the fact that I was endorsed by the Allegheny County Labor Council. And you know, they're in the middle of a bad strike with their members over health care. The members that walked out have no health care, and it's been going on since last October.
But you think that what's happened is very personal?
Absolutely, they're making it very personal. Yeah, I want to talk about issues, and they're making things personal.
Do you think it's relevant? And we could go through a litany of things. It's very, and you and I have known each other for a hell of a long time.
Yes,
we go back to standing on the side of that hill in Carrick with our feet covered in fecal matter, where you got a sewage system for a woman that was about to be kicked out of her house.
That's right. You remember that?
Yes. That's kind of your thing.
It is.
Making a difference.
25 years I've been helping people.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I enjoy that. That's my passion for government, for county government, is helping people.
But the narrative is, and I'm talking to you and you know this, the narrative is it's kind of grimy, kind of smarmy, kind of sleazy. This is the vibe they're trying to put out. That's how you operate, right? That you operate in the shadows. They haven't accused you of breaking the law, but they everything but. Would you not agree?
Well, I've never broken the law,
right?
And I never will.
But
it's
you know
not
what?
Me.
But
people that know me, Marty, I've been elected 6 times in this county.
But hold on a second. Isn't that what you feel from this coverage? That's what they're trying to project here.
No, I feel that there are people that are in very, very desperation, have reached a level of desperation in this campaign because they don't have endorsements. They don't have the ability to raise money. They don't have the ability to get their message out there. They don't have name recognition. They're grasping at straws. And I have all of those abilities, and I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm not a newcomer to government.
And it seems like, John, that you're the only one they're talking about. There are five
right.
other candidates.
Exactly.
We've heard nothing virtually
right.
about anybody else.
Exactly. No one's talking about anyone else but me. And you know, listen, I'm a big guy. I have
right.
thick skin.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this is about the issues facing Allegheny County, and that's what I want to talk about always and everywhere I go. I'm talking about it, and they're resonating. People are tired of the divisiveness. They're tired of dirty games and dirty politics and one side over the other. Nothing's getting done because people are so tired of it. And we need new leadership. We have a lot of issues. We lost 50,000 jobs in Allegheny County in the last 5 years. That's a fact. That's not political innuendo. That's not rumor. That's an absolute fact. Pittsburgh Works did a study. We were the worst performing county in Pennsylvania. In fact, Ohio beat us. Cleveland beat us. That's a disgrace that we would lose 50,000 jobs in 5 years in this region. Something has to be done about it.
Hey, the first article started out with FBI attached to your name. How did that hit you?
Well, the reality of it is, listen, I enjoyed being on Elkosan. I was on there for 10 years. Elkosan's been under FBI watch for about 40 years, back from years and years ago when things happened back there. And everyone knew that. The board knew that. The staff knew that. John Weinstein never picked vendors. Everything was voted for unanimously at public meetings, and staff recommended vendors. So it's all rumor and innuendo.
But the narrative from the outset was the FBI looked at this guy.
No, the FBI looked at Elkosan.
But they did talk to you as well. There was
I never spoke
years ago,
to anyone.
Never.
Never. Never spoke
but
to anyone.
But anything that was out there was you were completely cleared of. I know that for a fact.
There was nothing out there. So right. there was nothing to accuse me of or nothing to clear. But the FBI has an investigative unit that looks at all government entities. I promise you, they're looking at the airport authority. They're looking at the port authority. They're looking at anything where you're spending millions of dollars of taxpayer money. That's their job, and they should be doing that.
The impression is that you were engaged in something illegal, right? And that's what people are out there buzzing about, which makes you angry.
Well, it's not true. It's
right.
all rumor and innuendo. That's the issue part.
Well, John, we'll continue our conversation. We're with John Weinstein, treasurer at Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Stein.
Yeah, you got it.
I've known you for all these years.
It's just you don't like to write it on a check. That's all.
Well, I have
you
done
pay
that.
Your taxes.
I have
yeah.
done that, yes. More questions coming up on the Big K Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up, we will talk to Governor Josh Shapiro about handling law enforcement issues in this state right after the news at 8:30. Meanwhile, in studio, Allegheny County Treasurer John Weinstein, who is also running for the executive office. There are 5 other candidates. John, we do appreciate you coming in studio.
Glad to be here, Larry.
All right, some of the angst, some of the facts, and these are facts, actually, that have been revealed that some of these advocates say aren't that this isn't proper for a guy to do from 2000 and in the last several years, from 2014 until 22, your campaign spent, what, $1.4 million. And they argue that $120,000 on meals, $5,400 at the Rivers Club for membership, $50,000 for monthly car payments and rentals, $40,000 in years when you weren't on the ballot. Let's talk about that spending.
First off, you know, you're a candidate always.
Right.
I never stop campaigning. I never stop networking. I never stop cultivating. Never stop meeting new people, new relationships. And I do it 6-7 days a week. And I'm very good at it, which is why I've most of the time I've ran, I haven't had no opposition.
Right.
But I still campaign. I still donate. I've donated tens of thousands of dollars to other candidates, to candidates that I believe in and I've supported over the years. I buy door prizes for charity events. There's so many things that we do. But you can't campaign in the courthouse, okay? That's illegal. So I use restaurants. In fact, the most restaurant that I go to is Eaton Park, which I love. I have breakfasts at Eaton Park most of the time. People like they're worried about me going to Scolio's, which is right up here,
right across the street. I love how they call it a luxury restaurant. Yeah, by the way,
I mean, come on, it's a terrific.
Did you see that, Larry?
It's a terrific local restaurant.
Great people,
and I support local restaurants and businesses. But it's about cultivating new relationships. This is campaign money. This is not taxpayer money whatsoever. I've worked very hard to raise the money, and I use it to promote my campaign, which is what you're supposed to do with it. And because people aren't happy about it, those reports have been public for 25
they
years.
Have.
Ever since I've been running. And, you know, to spend money to promote myself is what it's for.
You've been scrutinized for taking money from companies, small quantities of money, by the way, and in some cases as much as 10 years ago, for companies that gave your campaign money and then ended up with contracts with Alka-Seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to say that they're... Pay to play is what we hear all
no,
day long.
No, that's insulting for anyone to say pay to play or someone's going to give a $250 campaign contribution for a contract. That's insulting. And, you know, again, Marty, when I was on that board, I enjoyed being on that board and working. We're cleaning up these rivers for the next 100 years so people have clean drinking water. So your kids and grandkids and our region has clean water. I was so excited about working there and working on that project and making it a green project. The largest construction project in the history of Western Pennsylvania to clean up our rivers because they get contaminated when it rains here. I learned so much working on Alka-Seltzer, and I really enjoyed it. I wasn't removed from the board. My term was expired. I would have stayed if Rich would have asked me, but it was like, hey, okay, let's move on. I have so many other things to do. I couldn't have done it now anyway. It took a lot of time, but I really enjoyed Alka-Seltzer and what it does for the region. But there was never pay to play. And Fitzgerald would tell you that himself. He's been on our pension board for Allegheny County for 12 years. Rich has voted unanimously for every money manager that we have hired for the past 12 years. And I promise you he's taken campaign contributions from every one of them.
There has been.
But we're limited. Let me finish. We're limited by what you can take by SEC regulations. An investment manager could donate $250. It's insignificant. I've raised millions of dollars. And $250, $300, that's all insignificant. And it doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
This is getting, and you know this, it's getting very personal now. And without getting into the weeds on this, there are now accusations flying out there and photographs being taken of your fiance and your kids. I can tell by the look on your face, this is very troubling to you, is it not?
Well, Marty, I'm the candidate.
Right.
It has nothing to do with my family, especially my kids. I mean, that crosses the line on any aspect. If someone's criticizing you about this show and they start talking about your kids, you know, they may not like you, but when they start talking about your kids, that's completely offline and way out of line. Absolutely. And it would be very offensive. And I don't know anybody that would accept that.
You're angry as hell about this, though.
Well, my kids aren't running for county executive.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about me, let's talk about issues. Let's talk about issues facing this region. Let's talk about Schuman Center and kids shooting themselves and shooting 14-year-olds shooting each other because they can get guns and they can commit a crime and there's nowhere to put them. Nowhere. Judges are sending them back home with ankle bracelets that they know how to get off and go out and commit crimes and come back in and put it back on. That's what's a problem. That's what we should be talking about. Where are we? Where do we go wrong? We close the center with no alternative to reopen it. If they close the road, if they close the parkway, there's an alternate route, isn't
Why
there?
Why did the state close Schuman Center?
The state closed Schuman Center because of poor leadership. Poor leadership revolves right back to the Allegheny County and to the executive who was in charge of Schuman Center. It's Fitzgerald. That's the reason it was. It's poor leadership. At the end of the day, we need a facility. We have 1.3 million, and I'm very passionate about this. Kids should not be committing crimes like this and nowhere to send them. It's ridiculous. At the end of the day, we have a responsibility to put kids back on track. We need a juvenile justice center that's reimagined. We need diversionary opportunities for kids. If a kid's shoplifting, that's a big difference between murder or rape. Everything has to be dealt with. We have mental health crises in this county. We have a homeless problem, a serious homeless problem in panhandling downtown. We have crime downtown, open drug dealing. We have businesses leaving. Wiener World, the guy's ready to go.
That's right.
Bob Fergasso, ready to close up.
That's right.
He's been there for 52 years. We have a dentist moving his dental practice because there's hypodermic needles on the sidewalk. People stepping over human feces on the sidewalk in downtown Pittsburgh. People are afraid to come back to work. And we're talking about me having lunch at Scolio's.
Does the negativity have you questioning why the hell you did this?
No. In fact, I think it's motivating me even more to do this job and to do it for the right reasons. That's why I'm running, because people realize people are sick of negativity. And if they want to make me the poster child of negativity, bring it on. Because at the end of the day, I have done nothing except have impeccable public service for this county for the past 25 years. I'm the only county that doesn't the only candidate that doesn't need to be trained to be the next county executive. Our budget is $3 billion. $3 billion. This is a huge corporation. We have 7,500 employees, 4,000 retirees, 503 bridges and 400 miles of roads, 10,000 acres of park space.
And before we lose you, the narrative is you're going to use all this money you have coming in, you're going to use all these deals you've made to get contracts and jobs for friends and folks you have relationships with.
Well, Marty, first off, getting people jobs is a function of being an elected official and helping people. I have never recommended someone for a job that wasn't qualified or that I wouldn't hire myself. And I'm honored to write letters of recommendations for qualified people. But contracts are all bid. It's all a process. It's a public process, and it's all bid. And it will always be that way. And there will be more transparency put on it if I am the kind of executive than there is now. There will be no contracts given out that aren't publicly bid. Even for professional services like law firms or consulting firms and things like that, everything will be bid. Everything will be public and transparent. That's the way I've always been.
Hey, internal polls say this is a dead heat. Is that accurate?
No, I don't believe that at all. In fact, I don't know who's telling you that, but I've seen polling, and I am certainly ahead in the polling. And some of my opponents have name recognition, but it's from relatives. It's not from them. They have no identity themselves. It's actually their relatives. So, you know, at the end of the day, Marty, this is about the future of our region. Who has the ability to lead? You know, people could be elected. Anyone could be elected to anything, but not everyone has the ability to govern. We see that every day now, especially in the city of Pittsburgh. You need people that have leadership abilities and the ability to govern and take this region to the next level. We need to attract new companies, new factories, new production facilities here, either in robotics, whatever it may be. We need to bring jobs to Western Pennsylvania, bring employees here, and we need to help the businesses that are here expand. That's the major function of the county executive, is the marketing cheerleader of Western Pennsylvania.
John Weinstein, we appreciate you coming in studio and answering these questions. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. There's nowhere I would rather be on a beautiful Thursday morning than with you two.
My man. Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking it on, man.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
He returns the call. Very, very unusual under circumstances like this. Very unusual.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.